to address systemic injustice, injustice within the structures in countries that perpetuate abuse of human rights and takes advantage of the poor and the vulnerable. What is our vision? We are a global community built on Franciscan values, which we all know so well, in ways that the dignity of every human person is respected, resources are shared, the environment is sustained, and people live in peace. Our mission as a Franciscan voice at the UN is to protect the vulnerable, the forgotten, and our wounded earth. What is our focus? Our priorities areas are three P's: poverty, planet or environment, and peace building. It is underpinned by a rights-based approach and the UPR. Does anybody know what the UPR is? Universal, this is UN language. I have had a crash course in the past few months of what letters mean. The UPR is the Universal Periodic Review, and I'll give you a little bit of an update on it, and we'll see a little bit more a little bit later. Every country that belongs to the UN now is mandated to go under a review every 4 years for their human rights record. Now, what is the UN? I'll give you my brief summary. It's a paper tiger. It has no teeth. It works through shame. When you have governments reviewing another government's human rights record and they look bad, it could affect them economically. So they don't want to look bad, so they might actually start addressing some systemic injustice and righting some wrongs. But if we don't call them out on the floor, it doesn't happen. Capacity building and training of trainers in country that can help us to help them. So a lot of our advocacy focus is working with Franciscans in the grassroots so that they can continue the work at the local level. At the UN, we raise issues from Franciscans that work with the most vulnerable. Folks, we get our mandate from you and from Franciscans in the grassroots. That's where our mandate comes from. We don't go in and say, hey, we think you got this problem. People come to us and say, we got this problem, can you help us? We also network with other non-government organizations or NGOs or missions. We collaborate with the Franciscan family and different partners such as FAN. We influence decision makers. We do a lot of lobbying at the UN. I remember our executive director, Sister Denise in Geneva, recently went into the mission in Guatemala, in Geneva, their embassy. And the ambassador was sitting there with his arms real close, and he wasn't a very happy person. And she said, I'm here to talk to you about what you're doing well and how we can help it move forward. And all of a sudden, he wanted to talk. Okay, so we work on that capacity building. But sometimes, you know, you gotta beat him over the head a little bit too, so they're a little skittish sometimes. Another thing that we do is we bring survivors or victims to speak at the UN to testify. How we use the UPR. It's a 4-year cycle, as I mentioned earlier. We engage the Franciscan family in the country under review. Issues from Franciscans working with the vulnerable, we report back to our recommendations from the UN, and then there's an in-country follow-up. Are they doing? Every UPR says what a country has to do to improve their human rights record. We need Franciscans in the grassroots monitoring that for us, reporting back to us, so that when the next review comes up and they're not doing anything, we can take them to task. Survivors, victims of the UN. FI collaborates with the Franciscan family to bring victims and survivors to bear witness. And these are some examples of how that has happened. Let me just take a moment to flesh out a little bit more of the UPR and give you some concrete examples of what we do, put some flesh on the scaffolding, so to speak. In the country of Benin, in Africa, the southern part is actually rather industrialized while the northern part is rather rural. Thank you. And in that sense, the Franciscan sisters came to us because they have a problem with witch children. The witch children are children born with cleft palate.
Oh, God.
In the rural area, it's midwives, not hospitals. Mm-hmm. They're left out to die, infanticide.
Wow.
Benin ignored it. The Franciscans finally came to us. We approached Benin. We called them out on the floor at the Human Rights Council in Geneva. And then they said, we now recognize the problem and need Franciscans to work with us to solve it. That's one of our success stories. Folks, that's what we do. Support for the Americas. We now have myself as a regional staff director and a team. We have Geneva. These are the things that we work on. I'm going to be quickly because I already got the hand. And we're opening ourselves up a little bit more and more into South America, Latin America, and the Caribbean. These are some of our partners that we work with and that definitely support us. How we are funded. Franciscan Family provides the core funding for all of our offices. Project funds to go into countries and do trainings, which is so important, comes from mainly European Foundation. You'll see our budget has decreased since we've added the office in Bangkok. That's because we've sized down so that we can do more. We're being much more responsible with our money, and we've worked very hard on this so that every cent is well spent, most definitely. Franciscans, we share across all of our offices our resources, and in New York and Geneva, we bring things to the UN in particular, where their offices are located. And Five for Francis, on your tables, you not only have what we do, but our new fundraiser. Five for Francis is basically we're asking everybody to give $5 a month through PayPal or your credit card. If you can afford 15, 25, 50, 500, we'll take that too. But remember, it's per month. But quite honestly, we're asking every person that we know for $5 a month so that it just deducts automatically, but we're also asking you to ask five people to do the same. It's sort of that, you know, on the internet, you get a hate when you get that, oh, respond to 10 more people. Okay. This isn't that. This is better. This is the Bonaventurian fountain overflowing with love. That's what this is. All right? So we're going to skip through this one here real quick. These are just some different things that we do. On your table, you have ambassadors for joint ministry. We're working on our ambassador program. I can send more for your next gathering. Right now you have our human rights competition, which is on your table for youth. We bring the winners to the UN, so we ask you to please spread that in your ministries. More information can be found on our website. And the last thing that I would like to do is, back one, there we go. Work together to make the dream a reality. I've got to put the microphone down for my last part, and I'm not going to pay any attention to your hand, but I'm almost done. So, can you hear me?
A little wibble.
Thank you so much. I want to give you a context of how you can help us through prayer and through your financial help as well. And that is the Millennium Development Goals. The UN developed 8 goals that by 2015 we want to have achieved. They are ending poverty and hunger, universal education, gender equality, child health, maternal health, combat HIV/AIDS, environmental sustainability, and global partnership.
Wow.
Now, how are we going to achieve them?
Well, wow. We're not,
but then with you, we will move forward. But this is the goal of the work in which we are truly engaged. Wow. Now, as Franciscans, we are incarnational. So we pray with our bodies, right?
Yeah.
So I want to end with a bit of a prayer. And I want to know, use Francis's prayer. Because Francis prayed a beautiful prayer. Mm-hmm. And he prayed with his hands, because he was not only Italian, but French too. Right? So he prayed with his hands raised high. Can you do this? Everybody use the words of Francis. Lord, make me inwardly cleansed. You're good. Lord, make me inwardly cleansed. Francis did this so that he could empty himself of everything that was his own that he held on to, so that God's grace could flow freely through him, using his gifts and talents, not for himself, but for others. And when we become inwardly cleansed and don't hold on to things, then we achieve the goals of ending poverty and hunger and of universal education as we share the goods and the knowledge that we have with others. Then Franciscans, we bring our, like Francis, our hands close to our hearts, and we pray, Lord, make me interiorly enlightened.
Lord, make me interiorly enlightened.
Remember the story about Francis up in the mountain, and he sends word down to St. Clair. St. Clair, I'm so happy up here, I'm going to stay. And Francis says, Francis, enjoy it, but you're coming back down to share it with others, because others have to see the fruits of your prayer. Others have to see the fruits of your interior enlightenment, so that we could solve the major problems that we have today and bring your grace and your experience of the Lord to bear upon these things. And when we become interiorly enlightened, that's when we work better to solve gender equality, child health, maternal health, and to find ways to combat HIV and AIDS. And then Francis taught us that we are to pray with our hands reached out. Lord, make me inflamed by the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
Lord, make me inflamed by the fire of the Holy Spirit.
And we know that really, as Franciscans, to reach out, we really need to do what?
Listen.
To listen. It's when we truly listen to others that we are inflamed by God's Holy Spirit and can truly reach out and help others. And we know that in Francis's Canticle of Creation that we saw the beginning of in today's prayer service, what's the next part? The next part is about the healing of relationships. Remember the bishop and the mayor were fighting, kind of a thing? Well, what do we as Franciscans do? The Millennium Development Goals, by reaching out in the flame by the fire of the Holy Spirit, we bring about environmental sustainability, the first part of the canticle, and the second part, global partnerships to help to solve our problems. So I pray with you that we may be inwardly cleansed, interiorly enlightened, and inflamed by God's fire of the God's Holy Spirit. Now, we're not finished with those hands yet. I still got one more piece. Hold up this hand. How many fingers?
Five.
Five for Francis. We need $5. Once a month, $5. You won't even have to worry about it. Just put it on the credit card, put it on the table. Put up the other hand. How many fingers?
Five.
And you're going to ask five people to do the same. Thank you very much.